The South Dakota Arts Council has purchased 13 new artworks for the state art collection. Sarah Carlson is arts program coordinator with the South Dakota Arts Council, and she's joining us now on the phone to talk about the project from Pier. Sarah Carlson, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Talk a little bit about this state art collection from a big picture, and then let's get into a little bit about how acquisitions are made and where they're displayed. But overall, the state has an art collection?
The state does have an art collection. The program is called Art for State Buildings. And if you kind of look at it from a perspective, it's a little bit like having one large collection that's like a gallery in a whole bunch of different buildings in Pier. And it began in 2008 for the purpose of showcasing the work of all of our talented South Dakota artists and to build a permanent state art collection for display in publicly accessible areas of state government buildings in our capital city.
Nice. All right. So it expands every year. How does the submission and selection process work?
Sure. So there are five members of an advisory committee to the South Dakota Arts Council, and the proposals are reviewed by this group. And every year in the spring, there is a request for proposals that's sent out publicly, and artists involved with creating art, visual art, will apply and send in their proposals, and then over a course of a month or so, this advisory committee reviews all of these proposals and works to work within a budget and make selection recommendations.
All right. How are we doing as far as incubating and celebrating the next generation of artists?
How are we? Well, it is a tough decision when you're looking at all of these different types of art. It is everything from weavings to printmaking to paintings, sculpture. And the selection of artwork is based on the quality of the work. And, you know, it's a South Dakota collection, so it's also based on the artwork's relevance to South Dakota environment,
sure,
history, heritage, culture, and then also, as required for public artworks, the permanence and the safety of the pieces and the professional experience of the artist.
Yeah.
And so that's some of the things that we look at, or I should say the selection committee looks at in reviewing these pieces.
I'm looking at the list of some of the most recent purchases, and some familiar names on here, like Claire Lockhart and Deborah Mitchell and Wade Patton, people who've been guests on this show before, but a lot of newcomers to me, people that I don't know their work, and I'm excited to learn more. Tell me about this latest group of acquisitions.
I think what is interesting when you're looking through them, and I know we don't have a whole lot of time, but the stories behind the pieces are also something that we're working to enhance for the public to understand a little bit about the artist and a little bit about the artist's work. And each piece has a story and a reason. We've got, when you're looking down the list, we've got people who do this professionally. We have a couple of teachers involved. We have a couple of people who are just getting into coming from a different discipline, arts discipline, that are now doing photography. Such a wide variety, and I think that's what's so much fun in my chair here in Pier is to be able to kind of enjoy being a viewer and seeing all of these different types of art.
Tell me one story. Pick one and tell me a story. Yeah,
sure. Let me pick one out. I think one of the ones that I noticed that we've got here hanging on the wall before it gets placed or installed in its new location. It is still in our office. It is called Wedding Dress Burial. Mm. And it is by Jill Kokesh, and she's of Fort Pier, and she is a teacher for Riggs High School here in Pier. It's a gelatin silver print, and it is a stark black and white image of a wedding dress that is standing on its own in a way, in a field, in a dug-up soil-filled area in a field, and there's a farm in the background. And there's a story there of love and loss, and those those images when our people are walking through the hallway here, whether they're visitors to our building or they're employees, they stop, they look, and they want to know more about it. And I think we're serving the public in that way through this entire program because it gives people a chance to understand South Dakota and its stories and also its history in that way. That's one of those images that makes you stop and go, I wonder what's happening in this, in the content of this image.
How do our artists then, you know, when you talk about people just walking by, people who, you know, are maybe not artists themselves, who don't, you know, stop at a gallery, for example, or, you know, make that part of their South Dakota visitors experience, and yet it can freeze you in your place and change your day. What is the role of our South Dakota artists in helping us see ourselves and helping us see outside of ourselves?
Well, I think that it goes hand in hand with the mission of the South Dakota Arts Council. Mm-hmm. So our goal continues, and it's to build this art collection specifically for people to view and appreciate the work of South Dakota artists, and also to support the arts business in our state by paying artists for work, the work they do. But it also allows the public to appreciate the vast difference in artists, and also how we put them on a pedestal for the public. We're hand in hand with tourism.
Yeah.
And we're hand in hand with the history, tourism, and we're an attraction in that way. And it's kind of a little difficult to answer the question. We don't make definitions for the artists. We don't expect the artists to define themselves to us. And, you know, the arts can change, like you just said, change your day.
Yeah.
As we noticed this last year.
And your life.
You up. It's interpretation at its finest, I think.
So the full list of Arts for State Buildings collection, and each location is at artscouncil.sd.us. And I'm just wondering what happens next after a piece of art is acquired. Then how is it placed in its new location?
Sure. And Lori, I'll go back to our website. It's actually artscouncil.sd.
Okay. Artscouncil.sd.gov. Sorry about that.
Correct. Yep, no problem. So the next thing that happens is we take these pieces that are currently in our building, and we work with the requests that are coming from state agencies throughout here. There's been some buildings that have been remodeled that have more wall space. We have a relocating of pieces that have maybe been in a spot for quite some time. And it's a little bit of project management that happens next. We find what pieces work best for the spaces that are open. And they will be installed in this next month in state buildings for the enjoyment of visitors and citizens and employees of South Dakota. And that's pretty exciting. We're also going to be using social media platforms to tell the stories behind these pieces and where they end up, and then some photos with the artists with their pieces in those buildings and here in town. So it's a really exciting time for us.
Sarah Carlson is with the South Dakota Arts Council, artscouncil.sd.gov. Sarah, thank you so much for bringing this story to us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much.